Blog Talk Radio.
The Pipe Bomb Radio Network proudly presents Pipe Bomb Radio, the show with the freshest insight, interviews, and opinions on the world of professional wrestling. With your host, El Jefe, Felix Olmedo, the Godfather, Nate Milton,
Godfather's in the house,
and the Aztec Warrior, Alex Cruz.
I'm an Aztec Warrior! Ah!
So sit back and relax, because Pipe Bomb Radio goes live now.
It's showtime, folks!
Welcome, everybody, to Pipe Bomb Radio tonight. Hopefully y'all can hear me. A little sore throat, so my voice is kind of every which way. Sound like I'm going through puberty again, so bear with me, folks. Anyways, welcome to the show, guys. We were to be on last week, but due to unforeseen circumstances, that's okay. That's in the past. We're here now. Catch up on the road to WrestleMania. Lots to talk about. And if I'm not mistaken, I am joined by my good friend, Alex Cruz, the Aztec Warrior. Hello.
You are definitely not mistaken, brother. You might not have a voice, but I do. And I'm back.
Uh-oh.
This is the first show of the new year for me, so I'm very, very excited.
That's true. You're right. You were unable to join your dad, and he did miss you. He did. Unfortunately, Pops is gonna be out of commission tonight. But that's okay. We carried it.
I've disowned him. He's no longer my father. Nope, he left us for some boo last year and never came back and never checked on me. Didn't even check on me for Christmas or anything. I didn't even get a present, so it's all good. I'm in search for a new father. So if anybody wants a little tattooed Aztec boy, you know, just let me know. I will gladly take some parental guidance anytime.
Well, with that said, we'll touch on a couple of things tonight. And in regards to the Royal Rumble, I know that we didn't get a chance to talk about it. We were talking about it going into the Rumble, coming out of it, you know, what your thoughts on that, and then moving forward to the Elimination Chamber. And maybe even talk about possibilities of matchups at WrestleMania. And at the end of the night, I do have a special announcement that I'm going to make public and go from there. So that's the itinerary for tonight. So let's touch on the Rumble for a second here. 2018 Royal Rumble.
Wow.
A couple of championship matches. Rumble, both men and women. Interesting turnout. A lot of people said the women's Rumble was more entertaining than the men's, and vice versa. But I heard more rumblings about the women's one. What were your thoughts on the Rumble?
Oh, man, I enjoyed it. It was a fun pay-per-view. It really was, you know. I mean, if you're from, like, the Attitude Era and you love just the blast from the past, like, to have all of those people in the Rumble under one roof on one show, I mean, you got a little bit of everything. And you know, one of the things that really upset me is how so many people were going back and forth saying how, oh, you know, the women's Rumble – should have never been the main event. It's BS. Of course it should. There's no reason why the women can't main event the Royal Rumble. I mean, one, it was history in the making, and two, I found it much more entertaining than the men's. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, the men's Rumble wasn't any good. I loved it. I loved it as well. Yes. You know, but the women just, this was groundbreaking. And then, you know, we got to see Lita, and we got to see Trish Stratus and Tori Wilson and, by God, Vicky Guerrero. I mean, like, how great were some of these moments? I mean, you know, you'll never see some of these things again. I mean, Michelle McCool came out and she completely killed it. Molly Holly was still throwing the booty of doom. I mean, it's just like, it was unreal. I mean, and then the men's Royal Rumble was fantastic simply because,
there's a hurricane coming through.
No. Rey Mysterio. I wasn't going that far. Rey Mysterio, literally, I must have jumped 8 feet in the air when I saw that. So,
He's looking really good, though. He's looking probably in the best shape of his life.
He has gotten in immaculate shape. It is impressive.
I still have my belief that one way or another, don't know how, don't know where, don't know when, but I still have a prediction that before that man hangs up the tights and the mask, we will see a match between Rey Mysterio and the Aztec Warrior. My prediction right now, I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it until I see it happen. I see it happen,
man.
I do.
You're too kind. I hope so. That would be awesome.
There's no reason it couldn't. I mean, if there's anybody's learning tree that you can go sit under and work with and then talk with and just, you know, pick his brain, that'd be the man.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, you know, but overall, you know, I thought it was a good Royal Rumble. I mean, you gotta sit there and think about multiple things, you know. I mean,
sure.
We saw the Hurricane, which was cool. I think Andrade seeing Almas was great, seeing him in there. It was just fitting. You know, a lot of good entries in there. You know, I was seeing Dolph Ziggler at number 30 was crazy. I mean, I didn't see that coming. You know, I was sitting there like, who could it be? But yeah, I mean, having Ziggler in there was
some
awesome.
People predicted it was going to be The Undertaker, that it was going to be Daniel Bryan, that it was going to be anybody else but him. That's for sure.
I for some crazy reason, I even believed a little bit of the Daniel Bryan thing. I thought maybe for a glimpse of a second it could have been possible. You know, obviously, not saying that, you know, it was going to happen, but, you know, there was a little side of me that I thought it would have.
Sure.
I'm surprised Samoa Joe wasn't in there.
He's completely out of action for a while. So
yeah, I mean,
as much as we wish it was just the worst timing for that hurt, that injury too.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I knew he got hurt, but then I was like, oh well, I was like, what, did he really get hurt? You know, but then I wasn't thinking about the injury. So,
us were, because we really don't know how severe it was, and until I think they said, what was it, 9 months or so that it'd be out.
Yeah.
Something like that, 6 to 9 months. But like,
yeah,
I said, at this point, you know, they can pull the wool over your eyes, and all of a sudden, look at Cena. Look at the 2008 Rumble. Who expected
exactly.
that to come out? I sure did.
There was a little bit of a hope where I was like, CM Punk going to come out at some point, you know?
That was another one, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
that was another one.
You know, you have the Raw 25, and they put a couple pictures on him, and, you know, it's like, oh, still reminding you that he's there, but he's really not, you know, but...
Well,
it was crazy.
Now, let me touch on that for just a second here. Now, obviously, they have forgiven, forgotten, moved on, whatever. Forgiven and – that's the right word. Forgiven and moving forward. Mended fences, in a sense, at least on their side. I don't know about his side. But I guess what I'm getting at is the whole thing with Punk, I think WWE is ready to move on because they realize he was a huge part of their success in the 25 years they were on. And they even touched on moments that he was a part of. But that definitely goes back to showing that they are also trying to, I'm hoping they're trying, to mend fences and show that she did mean something to China. Because her name was mentioned not only on Raw, but also in the Rumble. Many people were taken aback that Stephanie, of all people, mentioned that name. Knowing the history of Stephanie in China, that it wasn't the best. But when it comes to business and knowing how much money she made that company, her name is a big name. And I don't know if you caught this. I'm going to throw it out there real quick because I just had to. When Lita came out, clearly everybody loved it. I mean, you should have seen the house I was at when we were watching it. Dude was literally up at the TV kissing Lita. Like, where you been, baby? You know, it's just crazy. Anyways. It was funny, you know, it was, you had to have been there. But no, I didn't realize it until I had a good close-up picture. But Lita actually had Luna Vachon and China's name written on her arms. In memory of both of them. Yeah.
That's insane. I had no clue.
I almost give them the, even though they're not here, they were a part of history as well, which I thought was very commendable, very respectful. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
especially,
sure.
I mean, not taking it lightly, because Luna comes from the legendary Vachon family, and she paved the way. She, if you, man, seeing her back in 1993 when she'd come out with Shawn, I was like, what in the hell is that? That is a scary woman. And she's tiny, but she could wrestle. She could fight you. She was tougher than most men. That was a scary woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought she was going to kill Sherry Martel. You remember WrestleMania 9, right?
Yeah, I've been catching up on all my Mania, so I'm starting to re-educate myself to current times.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I had to throw that out there too. Just to, you know, obviously with a show of respect that they're trying to, the whole Punk and, you know, China, because those are two fences that were burned to a crisp, and unfortunately one never would get mended again. But there's still the opportunity that Punk's could possibly get mended. And that is ultimately the hope for a lot of people, that after his UFC career, he'd consider one more run. He's still, I could see it happen.
I think
at this point,
you never
expected what all the other ones that came back and worked for Vince. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think right now it's not that Punk doesn't want to come back. I think that it might be like, okay, I had a bomb on my debut. I'm getting another chance. Let me try this one more time. And I think if it doesn't go the way he would want it to go, or, you know, like, I don't know, if it doesn't go, I guess, the way he plans, or even if he has a better fight, you know, it's just maybe he's going to think about it and be like, hey, look, you know, maybe I'll give it another run. Not sure. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you got to look at the end of the day, you know, does he feel that his body is well enough to do another year? So, I mean, hell, if Brock Lesnar's on a part-time basis, why can't CM Punk do the same thing? I mean, he's still going to add that value to the company that, you know, that it's just missing right now. I mean, CM Punk could come back and completely be the Brock Lesnar of WWE right now. You know, and I'm not saying about being a beast, but just having that kind of presence and magnitude that nobody else has, you know?
Yep. I get it. I do. I believe that, too. I mean, at this point, if it benefits him to do that, I would say why not? Not that he needs the money. He really doesn't. Most people even anticipated that he was going to be on the Raw 25, which would have been cool.
Yeah.
But if, you know,
he would have been. It would have started like a riot. There's just no way.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I think the WWE would have lost their stuff, and it's just that would be all you would ever hear all week long, and even up till now.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. But overall, the title matches, you know, don't get me wrong, AJ and taking on the Yep brothers. The Yep. That's interesting. It's an interesting thing they have going here with those two. And I still think that, you know, I made this prediction some time ago that Shinsuke and Asuka were going to win the Rumbles. I believed it. I threw it in Nia, don't get me wrong. Because I believe it was going to be ultimately come down to those two. And I'm just glad that it was Asuka. And many people said, nah, Shinsuke, nah, he doesn't show me much. I said, he hasn't been given the right platform yet. This is the right platform. He's going to win the Rumble, and then he's going on to WrestleMania and face the champion, which is AJ Styles, which I still believe he will be the champion come WrestleMania. I don't see how he would be planning for this big match with these two. I can't see how this would main event, even though I still believe. I got to take a sigh here, because it's like, we all know it's coming. We don't want it to, but we know it's coming because it's a rematch from WrestleMania 31.
Brock Lesnar
taking on Roman Reigns. It's going to happen.
It can't happen.
Much as we don't want to see it. Wait. Hold on. Let's take this back here for a second. Who won the Money in the Bank this year, this last year, for the men?
Baron Corbin.
Oh, doggone it. That means that's not going to happen. Dang. I was hoping somebody could pull a Seth Rollins and come in and cash in.
Nope, that's the thing. Corbin cashed in and lost.
Yes. I know.
Yeah.
That's a disappointment. But there's that. And, you know, I'm pleased with the outcome of the two winners. I definitely wanted Asuka to be continuing to get that platform that she deserves, because she's hella talented. And she's unlike any other divas that they have, or excuse me, women performers that they have. And as far as Shinsuke, I've been waiting, and finally he's got the platform he needs to elevate himself to the next level in the WWE. and I wouldn't be surprised at making the prediction now, if Shinsuke walks out of WrestleMania as a WWE champion. In fact, I'm actually pulling for him. But don't be surprised if it ends up being match of the year. Go ahead.
I mean, if it's anything like the New Japan match, of course it's going to be. But you got to think of it at the end of the day. I mean, Shinsuke has not touched a single title since he's arrived in WWE, aside from the NXT Championship. They've been kind of just, I guess, just kind of keeping him steady, you know, just keeping him at it, like, you know, pretty much right under speed limit the whole time he's been in SmackDown. You know, he had a hot start. Then he just kind of faded away into just being just another guy on the roster and just having those tag matches and, you know, little singles matches.
They didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, no. But now it's like, now they got the chance to reamp him and get him right back up there. But, you know, I think he can win, but is it going to do what they want it to do? You think, is Shinsuke Nakamura winning the championship really going to be what's best? I mean, granted, okay, AJ Styles has won it 2 times, but I don't know. I just don't think Nakamura is on the level that AJ Styles is, you know, market-wise and, you know, as what they, you know, what they want. I mean, you got to think. I mean, Nakamura can't cut a promo because, you know, obviously he's hindered in his language. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, once again, I truly believe that he can be champion. Yes, I truly believe that he can have a great run. But we've seen a lot of Nakamura matches since he's been in WWE, and they've been really, you know, they've been good. But, I mean, AJ Styles is just so good. He can make anybody just that much better, and he just fits in so well with every single style.
I'm not taking nothing away from him at all. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. But I agree with you. I think he will win at WrestleMania. I don't see him losing. But the funny thing is, did you watch SmackDown tonight?
Not yet.
Okay, well, do you mind a little main event spoiler?
Not at all.
So, it was Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. The match got tossed out because Sami Zayn provoked AJ Styles. AJ Styles punched both of them and went back and forth. So basically, Daniel Bryan said at Fastlane, it's going to be Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and AJ Styles in a triple threat match for the title. So, regardless, I think it's still going to be AJ Styles and Nakamura because WWE cannot afford to have that match already, and then just it's going to get taken away, and it's going to be Sami and Nakamura or Kevin and Nakamura, you know? It's like AJ's defying all these odds, but, you know, I still think that, yeah, Nakamura is going to win the title at the end. So I guess we'll see how it goes.
True. Now, recently with the whole Women's Evolution, whatever you want to call it, obviously we had the Rumble. Next, I believe Stephanie McMahon mentioned the women will compete in the very first ever Elimination Chamber match in Las Vegas. I don't know how to feel about that one. Not saying that Not saying that they could. Go ahead.
Time out. Let's just get this one out of the way, because I want to hear your thoughts on it, because I think the Elimination Chamber part is going to be a great subject of conversation, but the Universal Title match at the Royal Rumble.
I was trying to skip it.
No, don't you do that.
I was trying to skip it.
I know you were. How did we talk about one title, but what were your thoughts on the three-way?
Do you really want to know?
Yep, totally do.
It was a complete laughable disaster because, friend of mine made this point, and you know what? It makes perfect sense. Now, with the amount of momentum that Braun has right now, for him not to walk out with the title right now, as he probably should have, that's not going to happen. They won't let him get pinned. Brock, being Brock, and still the champion, and they would need him to walk into WrestleMania as a champion, is not going to get pinned. So they bring in the third person to be the fall guy. Then you have Kane. Who did he pin? Kane. Second thing, some of the bumps that they took into the tables were laughable. Because, I mean, like, are you kidding me? He literally fell into the table. He didn't get thrown. Yeah. He fell into it. You know, they were bumbling and stumbling around. This is why these big man matches are not. How did they put it before? I believe it was Gorilla Monsoon. They said not the catch as catch can style type matches. They're not going to be classics. Let's put it that way. And
yeah,
that was not a classic. It was a classic disaster to me. Honestly, that's just my opinion. It wasn't as good as they blown it up to be.
Yeah, no, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like it was just one of those things where it on paper it had the potential to be a really cool match, but I don't know. I don't know, man. It was just one of those things where I don't know, man. You know, it's so hard to take Kane seriously when he just finished running for mayor and he was corporate Kane, and you know the monster is not really the monster anymore. You know, I mean, I truly believe Kane is like one of those lifetime Ironmen. You know, because he's always been really healthy and never really had to deal with much injury, but. I just think that his whole character is just not the same anymore, and unfortunately it sucks. But yeah, you know. But and then you have these monstrous guys where you know you're so used to these fast paced matches where, I mean, yeah, Strowman did well, and I mean I love the point where Strowman completely kneed Brock Lesnar and Brock Lesnar rocked him, and that's, you know, that was as real as it gets, but. You know, I don't know. You know, is Braun ever going to get a title? Is
WrestleMania?
You know, who's going to?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, maybe. You know, who's going to beat Brock Lesnar? You know, I mean, can Brock Lesnar have a WrestleMania caliber match? You know, it's just I don't know.
You know what? You asked me for my opinion about this whole ridiculous mess of a match, and you just give me a I don't know. I don't know. Really, Alex? Come on, dude. Give me a better thought process than that. Come on. You know you want to say something. Say it. Say it. Just kidding. No, I'm just blowing. I'm just messing with you, man. The reality is, the match spoke for itself. It's not as good as what it could have been.
Right.
But
when
you have
it.
Well, actually, I wasn't going to go there first. I was going to go with the men's, but. By side note, after all these years, I would say, gosh, it's been about 10, maybe 11 years. I can actually go on record and say I am really, really becoming a fan of The Miz. Is that too late?
No.
He's just really, really gotten so much better over the years, taken to his character very well. I think adding Maurice and the Mistourage to his entourage definitely it's elevated him to a new level. And he's just gotten better. He's so good on the mic. His in-ring skills are not bad. They're not the best. Like if you put it in there with an AJ Styles best, no. But he is a legit WWE star. Goes without saying. I'll say
yeah.
I just said it. But you know, I had to mention that because he is actually in the men's elimination chamber as of this past Monday. But you got guys like Braun Strowman, one that threw me for a loop, Elias.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, John Cena, predictable. Uh oh. Did I say that? Oh, I don't want Alex to get mad at me now. And then Roman.
No. You know, but you saw next week is going to be the second chance match. It's going to be Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor, Matt Hardy, and Apollo Crews. And I'm like, there's Finn Balor's ticket in. Finn Balor's definitely going to win that match.
I don't see why not. Yeah. I don't see why not. But I do predict that the Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt story is not over. And if anything, their feud will end at WrestleMania in some kind of gimmick match, which will be fun to watch.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, I mean.
That, you know.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just finishing up with the men's.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's my prediction on this. The whole thing with that is clearly Roman is going to win the match, but with the amount of momentum this big man has, he's going to be the equation that gets put into this. It's going to be a triple threat. Braun is going to beat them both, and he's going to walk out with a title at WrestleMania, because obviously Brock's going to take a break.
Braun and
that leave you thinking about
boy.
That one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What you think about that,
I'm
man?
Kinda stumped.
What you think about that?
You know,
did I leave the Aztec Warrior speechless? I got to tell your dad about this one. Oh, he's not your dad no more.
Yeah, no, it's not my dad anymore.
What you think, man?
Well, look, on a complete side note, just because you threw me off, but real quick, off topic, completely, you know, it's just something I wanted to ask you, and then sorry, guys, who's listening, but it's just something I got to ask completely off topic, but
Sure.
Do you want to walk with Elias?
Oh, Jesus. I'm really, really, really trying to like this guy. I just haven't found the thing that hooked me in yet. Not yet.
Yeah. You know, I love his size. I like his build. I love his intensity. He looks great. But, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, so when we look at the Elimination Chamber participants again, just let's go through it. John Cena, Elias, The Miz, Roman Reigns, Strowman.
And the winner of that match.
And then most likely Finn Balor. I mean, I can see everybody ganging up on Strowman, but I don't see him winning, man. No.
I didn't say he would actually win the Elimination Chamber, though. Never
you
said
don't
that.
Think? I mean, who could win it? Oh, yeah,
Roman.
Yeah, but. Huh.
He legitimately wins it. He becomes a challenger for WrestleMania. Monday comes around. Braun is livid. He's just totally tearing everybody apart, throwing a hissy fit as he does. And Kurt has no choice but to put him in the match. Or maybe Stephanie comes into the equation and you know, for her own safety and the company safety, they put him in the match or whatever. He's going to get put into this. They've invested so much time and effort into this man. How they're not going to put the title on him? No. WrestleMania, he's walking out with it. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
It's possible. I mean, because they're showing those temper tantrums so much that at this point it's like, you know it's coming. But it's tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah. But as far as the men's goes, there you go. As far as the women's goes, it's interesting that they want to do this and the women are okay with doing this. Not saying, again, this is not taking anything away from them, but this type of match is extremely dangerous, extremely harsh, a lot worse than the Hell in a Cell by every means possible.
Felix, but you got to remember that the Elimination Chamber now is not the Elimination Chamber from then. Like, it's so much more padded and protected now that it's not, I mean, it's legitimately like a steel cage match now. You know, it's that's all it is. It's a complete dome. It's like a steel cage because they don't have the chain links and everything at the bottom anymore. It's a much more protected and safer Elimination Chamber. So not saying that the women couldn't handle it, but let's be real. I mean, you saw it with the men. The men had a more protected and safer Elimination Chamber last year, the year before, than they ever had before. So at one point, it was the most grueling, death-defying, life-changing structure. But now it's like just battered and bruised and, you know, like a little, bruise-defying structure more than death-defying. So.
Jeez, you got to take this totally deflated my hopes on that one.
Yeah, sorry, man. It's like a PG Elimination Chamber now. It's not PG-13 anymore. And the only time
it
was rated R was when Edge was in it.
Oh, shoot. You would go there.
You think you know me. All right, anyway. So let me touch on this. I want to know your opinion. So
I absolutely love what Alexa Bliss did on Monday. You know, my baby always speaks the truth, you know, and she calls it how it is, you know what I mean? And that's why I feel,
she's just
throwing
a temper tantrum, old pixie-looking butt.
Wait a second. Hey,
Jada butt.
Don't. No.
No, it's biscuit butt. Biscuit butt, that's what it was.
I would butter that biscuit any day of the week, okay?
You did go there.
Did. It's not Pipe Bomb Radio for a reason. So, but she said, how is it fair that she has to defend her title in the Elimination Chamber when the men's champion, Brock Lesnar, gets to just take a day off and not have to defend it? How awesome was that, that she literally put that out on blast?
Well, for one thing, she's no Brock Lesnar. For another thing, she's not even a legend yet. And for another thing, she still has to prove herself, so she has no room to talk yet.
Wait. No, but you got to think she's
all.
You talk about equality. If she has to defend it in there, why doesn't Brock Lesnar have to defend it at the Elimination Chamber?
She's barking up the wrong tree, and she may get bit. She might as well just keep her little picky butt or her biscuit butt quiet and go in there and defend it because she's a whiny champion at that. Taking nothing away from her in-ring ability, but she's a whiny champion. And those are the worst kind.
She's great.
Eh,
she's a goddess. She's a goddess.
I've seen better.
She's got a pig. She's got a pet pig, Larry Steve.
Oh, you had to bring up the doggone pig. Oh, good grief. You are in love with this woman. All right, fair enough. However, to answer your question, to stir the pot, to get people to notice, yes, promo was on point with everything she said. I agree. The men's champion should have to defend it. However, again, the marquee match at WrestleMania is usually the men's title match. True or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The moneymaker for the company for the last 6 years has been Brock Lesnar. True or not?
True.
Now, why risk it and have him get hurt and not be able to defend the title at WrestleMania in their biggest moneymaker event of the year, where they can have him have his challenger earn it, rest up for a couple weeks or whatever, build up for the match, boom, there you go. So there you go. There's no logic behind that. So there you go.
Yeah, this might be. I agree. There's no possible way the Universal title match right now is going to be anything to touch if Shinsuke and AJ Styles wrestle each other. That's going to be the match of the night. There's no way that's
irrelevant.
Universal title.
Because we're talking about Brock Lesnar.
I know. But I'm saying, what if it's Brock and Roman? You think that's going to be able to compete?
I didn't say
no one's going to want to see it.
I didn't say it would. You're right.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't want to see it. Hell, I left New Jersey early. Because I didn't want to see Rock and Cena too.
Well, what if?
So yeah,
I
agree.
What if somehow Finn Balor gets in there and it's finally Balor versus Lesnar?
I hope it is.
Oh yeah,
I don't want to
see
Roman. I don't. I don't think he needs to be there yet. He needs to work on his character a little more and embrace the evilness, embrace the heel in him, just a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen right now.
No, maybe not. But what is he going to do with the Shield that they haven't done already?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know, it's going to be interesting, man. Yeah. It really is. Oh, there's
as far as the women's, we're getting away from the point, but as far as the women's chamber match, we've got, of course, the Glory Hound, the All About Me, excuse me, one of my favorites at one point. But her arrogance and her, let's just put it this way. I'm not a fan as much as I used to be. I respect
Sasha,
but, Sasha Banks.
Yep,
is in the, and then there's Bayley. And then there's, I can't remember. Mandy Rose. I'm surprised
Mickey
you
James.
Put Mickey James in there.
Me too. I mean,
and
I think
Sonya Deville.
The stipulation's really cool. Yeah, Sonya Deville is awesome.
I actually am pulling for Sonya to win that match. That's a wild card that nobody will see coming.
I think Alexa's going to win. I mean, I just don't see. You got to think.
Okay, you know what? No, you're right. I didn't think about the fact that the champion's defending. We just talked about this. I had a brain freeze at the moment. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. By some hook or crook, that little twerp is going to have a backup plan as she ends up having some kind of bodyguard, even if it's Nia, come in and bail her out. And she'd be like, ha ha, ha ha. Team right here, we got you. That's all I got to say.
This is why I'm thinking about it, because on Monday Night Raw, she went in and made the save for Mickie James. So do you feel that maybe what she's trying to do is start gathering some buddies and stuff to secure her spot in the Elimination Chamber, you know, and then you never know. I don't know. There's got to be a plan behind it, because for Alexa Bliss to come out and save Mickie James is kind of weird after. Yeah, it's a swerve. It is. And I don't know. I don't want to see Alexa as a babyface. I like her as a heel. You know,
No. I think what they're doing is trying to pull the wool over our eyes. Think about it. Two people that used to align themselves with each other don't anymore. She comes out of the blue just to help her again, and even Mickey's a little, huh? What you doing here, woman? I don't need you. Anyways, it's a swerve because I still believe it's not going to be Mickie James that she sides with. It's going to be freaking Nia, dude. Come on. Let's be real. Nobody else puts up with the little twerp more than Nia does. I still believe she'll come in and try to save the day for her, and she'll escape with the title, and it'll be a triple threat. And then somewhere, some form or fashion, I pray that they don't ruin the streak so soon. But unfortunately, as they've already proven, streaks are meant to be broken.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly. And the Nia Asuka match, on the other hand, there might be a way to save that one. Ends in a no contest. Oh. Next night on Raw.
I don't know. I don't know.
She gets put in there something for another way. Because how do you save face with two people, two larger-than-life stars that have a lot of momentum? Do you let one of them lose? No, you can't. You can't. It's just,
exactly.
It wouldn't be right. There's got to be either no contest in that one or a swerve that nobody sees coming, or nobody gets pinned. I don't see anybody getting pinned. Qualification, count out. I can't see Asuka losing yet. I just can't.
No. I don't see Asuka losing, but then I don't see – I don't know. I mean, I can see Nia Jax losing, but it would just kind of suck to keep her in the – you know, just kind of in the shadows. I mean, I think Nia Jax versus Asuka versus Alexa Bliss would be awesome.
But I do think that they need to pull Nia and Alexa away from each other for once. That they run together on their own, and maybe after WrestleMania that might happen. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But I digress. That is your Elimination Chamber. It's going to be in Las Vegas. So tempted to go. If things work out the way I hope and pray, I definitely go looking to try to be there if I can. The last Elimination Chamber I went to was 2008. It was freaking amazing. Venue was small as hell, but it was amazing.
Yeah, I think the Elimination Chamber I went to was in 2003. I'm sorry, 2003. Jeez, 2013. There was a 3 in there. I'm sorry, I'm just losing my mind today. In 2013,
well, that was 15 years ago. You would have been a young kid. You would have been a youngster back then.
Yeah, no, it was 2013. Jack Swagger was in it, and that was the night where CM Punk wrestled The Rock, and CM Punk stole The Rock's title, so he came out with it, and that feud was going on. So it was really cool. It was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fun. Yeah, it was in New Orleans.
And now we've got the build for the road to WrestleMania. As far as matches go, if everything goes right, we've already kind of talked about early predictions as far as matches go. We're looking at
Ronda Rousey.
Brock.
Ronda Rousey.
Ooh.
Ronda Rousey. What is going on
See,
there?
Okay,
man?
Okay. Hold on here. A couple questions on that one. Good thing you reminded me because we almost forgot.
Yep.
Her arrival. Nobody was expecting it. They thought that she would get involved. They thought she'd be in the Rumble, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
She came out clearly in Roddy gear. That not many people seem to remember. Hold on. Not many people remember that he christened her with that name. He allowed it.
Yeah,
not only
did.
That, his family allowed her to walk out in Roddy's old coat that he used to wear to the ring. Not many people remember that either. Now, people think that her arrival kind of overshadowed Asuka's win at the Rumble.
Sure did.
It's hard to deny that it didn't, because it seemed like it actually did. And I think that might have ticked her off too, Asuka. Ronda's involvement in a match at WrestleMania, people are predicting it's the one that they were building towards for WrestleMania 31. I don't see it happening. What I think they'll do, if they don't stick her in a match in some kind of capacity, they'll stick her in the women's title match as a special guest ring announcer. No, I'm sorry, enforcer / referee.
Yeah.
And that'll cause like a face-to-face between one of the winners or the challengers or whatever. And that will build a rivalry for a match at SummerSlam. I think they're going to hold off on putting her in a match just yet.
Well,
if they go that route.
Yeah, so
if not, then go ahead.
So obviously it's like, correct me if I'm wrong, but has Asuka made it clear whose title she's going for?
She did.
I know she said women's champion. I know. I mean, obviously, because it's on Raw. But I mean, man, I was hoping it would have been Charlotte. Can you imagine Charlotte versus Asuka?
First off, I would love that. But question to you is, why? Why wouldn't you want her to face your little pixie queen?
Because I mean, yeah, we had a taste of it. But I mean, Charlotte is the most dominant female right now in the women's division. I mean, there's just no question about it.
The fact that you're saying that and that you're actually putting her ahead of your goddess? Yikes.
Look, I love Alexa Bliss, but
do you?
She's not a
do
player.
Do you? Fair enough.
Charlotte is,
I've known that a long time, so.
I mean, it's just one of those things, man. You know, I don't know. I think that would make a great match. But it's like, I mean, do you really, that's what I'm saying. I think it would be Nia versus Asuka versus Alexa that would make that match worthwhile, because if it's anybody else, I mean, Asuka's already beaten Bayley. She's beaten Sasha Banks. She pretty much beat Alexa Bliss too, but I mean, still, it was just one of those things, like, who could it be? And then you got to think, Charlotte still has no WrestleMania opponent. So what's going on there? Is that who Ronda Rousey is going to face? I mean, is it going to be Charlotte versus Ronda? But I mean, I don't see that happening either. You know, like what's going to happen with the women's championship on SmackDown? So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense, man. Yeah. But I don't think they want to put her in a match just yet. I don't see her getting put in a match. I think they want to plan it wisely, because obviously Ronda signed a contract for a long term with them for a while.
Yeah, full time.
To plan her debut match, they got to be precise. They got to be smart about it.
Of course, because
she's going to carry around that box office attraction that Brock has.
Oh, without a doubt.
She's obviously been in movies. She's UFC champion. She's been, you know, she's coming in here with a very, very big presence that may end up rubbing a lot of the females the wrong way.
I think
females tend to be very, very, very shady as it is. They get jealous of one another, one getting too much fame other than the other. I don't know. Females are crazy. We all know this. So I hope I don't get shot out saying that, but.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I think there might be a little jealousy and envy there, you know, but you know, she's going to get in there and get a push, and people are going to be upset about it. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? But she kept pointing to the WrestleMania sign like 8 times, so we get it. You're going to be there, so what's up, you know?
What capacity?
Right. I don't know.
But as far as WrestleMania goes, like we said, it's going to be Brock Lesnar. This is my prediction at this point. Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns for the Universal title.
That would be
AJ versus Shinsuke for the WWE title, it would be, I believe, in some form or fashion, if they don't go this route with Triple H and Stephanie teaming up against The Rock and Ronda, if that doesn't happen, Ronda will be put into the women's match for the women's match on Raw, title match, which will feature Asuka taking on Alexa Bliss. And, yes, Nia Jax will be put in the equation. Who Charlotte will face is a good question, yet to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, Carmella's still running around with the Money in the Bank contract. I don't know.
Now, there had been talks of having an Undertaker versus Cena match, even though it made no sense. So people wanted to see it, which I don't have a problem with it because Undertaker's actually healthy now, probably in healthier conditions now than he was last year. Having to go out and have hip surgery that took him out of the game for a while. The same thing with the Big Show right now. Big Show's on the mend, and I believe he's going to be quietly retired from the ring himself. But that's what I see as far as WrestleMania goes. What are your thoughts as far as some of the matches you'd like to see?
Dude, I don't. Why would Taker and Cena happen? Like, why would Taker even come back?
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, everybody comes out and says, I'm retiring. Maybe Taker was the first person to do it differently and use symbolism as he's always done to represent what he's, his retirement. I mean, Cena, but then again, that's a great question. Like, how is Cena going to get to WrestleMania? It's not going to be for a title, but could it be Cena versus Lesnar? You never know. Or is it going to be Cena versus Elias? What kind of match will Cena have at WrestleMania? Who knows? But right now, there's just so much open room for just anything to happen, any direction, any angle they want to go with. It's just at this point right now, anything is possible. Who knows what in the heck is going to happen? I mean, the Intercontinental Championship, who's going to challenge for it? The United States Championship, that's another thing. Who's going to challenge for it? Who's going to be the person to, hold it all the way through? Might be Bobby Roode, but who would he face? You got the tag team division, tag titles. Who's it going to be? Then the NXT championship. Obviously you have it the night before. I think it would be cool for the NXT championship to be defended at WrestleMania one day. I mean, it'll be cool. And then the Cruiserweight championship, even though it's probably going to be the curtain jerker, but, who's it going to be? It's going to be two vacant competitors that are going to earn their spot. And, probably Cedric Alexander and somebody else, but I don't know. So much room right now for just whatever they want to do. Hello? Felix. We might have lost him, ladies and gentlemen. I legitimately talked him to extinction. Oh, there he is. Yeah, what's up?
Talk me to extinction? Not quite. Very funny, though. I said, what do we have here? A couple of haters? You're already talking to your hater crew? You're already aligned there now? Anyways.
No, I said, I think I talked you into extinction. Like, you just disappeared and went obsolete. I was like, I'm sorry.
No, I was not deleted. Not yet.
Thank goodness. Yep, those are my thoughts on WrestleMania right now.
Anywho, those should be interesting. I mean, as far as the other title matches go, only time to tell. And it's clearly, obviously, going to start to build towards all those title matches to happen. Plus, I'm sure some special attractions. But we'll have to see where that goes. And if I end up going to the Elimination Chamber, I will definitely post pictures. That's for sure. Anyways, that's everything as far as discussion goes. But I'm going to – do you have any other comments real quick before I make my announcement?
Nope. Go for it. Floor is yours.
All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. No, I'm just kidding. After 4.5 years, 5 years of craziness, it's been crazy. It's been – I don't even know how to say how crazy it's been. the amount of success the show has seen is mind-boggling, even to me. Over this last 2 months, I've unfortunately had to deal with a lot of personal issues in my life that has kind of really hindered my focus on the show. And I hate that. I'm disappointed in myself for that. But after talking with my team, they're all very much aware of what's going on. I have decided to temporarily step down as El Jefe of Pipe Bomb Radio, taking myself out of the equation for a little while to reassess a lot of the situations I'm in at this point and come back stronger and better for it. And after talking with Nate last night, I did have a long discussion with him late last night. I will turn the keys over and give him the interim role as the role as interim jefe of the show. He's been with me since 2014. And if there's anybody that Alex and Elio can learn from, it is this man here. Let me tell you, that man is a wealth of knowledge. We might as well call him the professor, because this man knows his stuff. He's broadcasting every which way and then some. But as far as I go, I think it's best, because if I can't fully focus on the show, I'm becoming more of a liability than an asset to the company, to the show. This means I sound like I got my own company here. That doesn't necessarily mean Alex is out of the equation, because he is definitely going to be right there with Nate. Also, you know, him and Nate are going to be continuing on without me. They're going to be making decisions as far as booking the shows and and guests and so forth and discussions. And all I will say about this is that y'all ain't seen the last of me yet. I might be out of action for a little while, but that doesn't necessarily mean I may not pop in from time to time to say, hey guys. But I think it's best to step away, to take myself out of the equation for a little bit, because right now I think it's best. I think I need to. Excuse me. And that's kind of where it is at this point. I love what I've done with the show. I love the things we've done, whether it be myself and Austin at the beginning, or even myself, Alex, and Nate up to now. And Elio, you haven't been forgotten, sir. You've helped us in more ways than you can imagine. And right now, you are probably going to be between you, Elio, and you, Alex. It'll probably be between you guys, the behind the scenes of it. Nuts and bolts, if you will, of the show. That'll probably be between you two to figure that out. But I'll be around for questions and any kind of help and support that I can give you guys behind the scenes or off the mic. I'll be around. But as far as the listeners go, hopefully y'all have enjoyed my insights, my humor, my ability to talk, because I definitely love what I do, and figure out where I'm going to go from here. But, yep, as of right now, this is my final show for Pipe Bomb Radio until further notice. It's not goodbye. It's see you soon. Alex?
Yeah, man. You know, like I said, I can't thank you for enough for, you know, the opportunity to come on here and, you know, kind of take on another hobby that I've really, truly come to enjoy. But, you know, obviously we'll hold down the fort. You know, Nate and I know we'll be able to, you know, keep this thing running and keep it afloat until you decide to come back. You know, hopefully, you know, you find what you're looking for and you get the answers you need and everything, you know, turns back around. And, you know, until then, you know, hey, you know, we're going to keep this thing going, and I think we'll make some more memories and more moments. And when you're ready to come back, you know, the driver's seat's going to be here. You know, we're just kind of going on autopilot for a little while, and then, you know, when you decide to take over, you know, your throne will be here. So, you know, we've learned a lot and had guidance from you, and again, Nate is fantastic at what he does. I mean, he literally lives on a podcast. So
he really does.
Oh, I know he does. So we should be good. I mean, but let me ask you this: does that require Nate to be here on time? I mean, that's going to be kind of weird. So I guess I'm going to have to start the show, because you know, we always know he's always late to every show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will be the opener each and every night for Pipe Bomb Radio because Nate will never be on time.
Well, here's the thing about that. That's almost become like a trademark for him, is that he ends up being fashionably late. So, to answer that question, yes, you already know.
I can't wait. I'm going to come up with a new epic opener. You know, since Nate's going to leave me in the dust for about 5 minutes.
You know what, though? Yeah, that's his thing. I say let him have it because he adds a lot more to it. I think he adds a lot more to the insight. And I've learned a few things myself from Nate, if that tells you anything. I am by no means a professional. I've just had this for about 7 years now. And with the revamp that happened back in 2013. And, yeah, I think I've come into my own as the, how do they put it? At one point, I kid you not, when it was myself and Austin, and the constant bickering that we had on the show, the on-air, we kind of fed off each other. They called us the Gorilla and Bobby of Pipe Bomb Radio. Now, I took that as a very huge compliment because there were no two guys that were definitely the best of the best in those two. In the meantime, I think that'll pretty much cover everything. We've kind of touched on everything. But I will definitely get with the guys here and turn the keys of my kingdom, if you will, over to these guys and know that the show will be in good hands until I decide to come back.
Yep.
In the meantime, guys, on behalf of all of us here at Pipe Bomb Radio, as I said before, in regards to myself, it's not goodbye. It's see you guys soon. And then, of course, on behalf of all of us here at Pipe Bomb Radio, Nate, who is MIA tonight, Helio, and, of course, Alex Cruz, we say goodnight, keep your feet on the ground, and keep reaching for the stars. And hopefully I will see you guys very soon. And the show itself will return, I'm sure it'll be either next week or the week after. Stay tuned, folks, and have a great night. Alex, I'll be talking to you soon.
You got it. Bye.
All right. Have a good night, Helio.